freaking birds, man.
They've got birds are going ham in this park.
They've got some shit to say.
I'm actually very surprised that no one's here yet, too.
Honestly, yeah. I'm shocked. I don't think there's a lot of people who can say they've been at the Eiffel Tower when it's just them. This is almost eerie.
We can say it now.
We can.
Okay. I have so many stories.
Pick the best. Come on. You were going through them in the line the other day. And you were like, these are so good. She was like cackling. And I was like, what are you laughing at? She's like, I can't tell you. It's the stories for the episode. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I found it. Okay, I just have so many. And it's hard reading off of a phone versus having my computer.
I know.
It's quite the challenge.
I know. You're really making it work here.
And I'm kind of losing my voice. Congested.
Same. Tired.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, so this one is coming from Am I the Asshole? It's about a year old. It's titled, Am I the Asshole for Not Traveling with Friends Who Fake Disabilities? My wife and I often travel with friends. One friend in particular and his wife have no mobility issues whatsoever, but he or she routinely ask for wheelchair assistance when flying. This enables them to cut long TSA lines and board the aircraft first. He has tried to get me to piggyback with him, but I refuse. I've expressed to him that his practice embarrasses me, especially since he's so brazen about it that they walk off the plane unassisted upon arrival. I've started making excuses to travel on different days or times to avoid dealing with him, but he knows why and says I'm being self-righteous. Am I the asshole?
No.
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 This is disgusting.
This is one of those things where, as you're telling the story, and I don't mean to sound dramatic, but I'm at a point in life where I'm very careful about who I spend my time with, and hearing the story makes me think, like, why are you friends with this person?
That was my thought. Like, why are you friends still?
If I'm calculating my travel days to purposely not travel on the same day as you, kind of a sign that maybe you and this friendship are not congruent. Like, mm-hmm. you are going different ways. You have different values. And then to be called self-righteous, like, it sounds like a petty problem, quote unquote. But to me, this is like deep. This is, you guys have completely different moral values and like integrity. And I would ask myself if it's worth keeping a friend like this around.
Yeah. No, I really don't think it is. I think it's really, really bad. And people would be like, oh, it's fine. It's just, you know, he's just getting wheeled to the plane. It's no big deal. But you're taking away resources that are meant for people that are actually disabled or, you know, are of an age where yeah. they have mobility issues. Like, mm-hmm. what are you doing? And I don't know why. It's always so funny to me, like, the people that, like, before the plane has even started boarding are already lining up.
Don't,
like,
get me started.
Why do you want to get on the plane first? Why are you in such a hurry to go sit
the plane on leaves. A plane? Like, we're all leaving at the same time. Whether you get on the plane and sit in your seat for 20 minutes or 2 minutes, it doesn't matter.
No.
It's shocking to me how many people don't have etiquette when it comes to that kind of stuff. But, okay, back to this specific story, one thing I thought of is, like, you have to ask yourself, like, why does your friend feel the need to do this? And it feels to me like they like to cut corners. And I'm willing to bet that this is not the only example where they do this. Like, these are the same types of people who think the rules don't apply to them. So they're willing to try to cut, you know, corners with taxes, like other things in life that, I don't know. I just think that, why would you want to be aligned with someone like that? And to your point, like, you're taking the resources and the attention away from the people who actually need that. And you're only thinking of yourself. And so that to me is like really selfish, like a self-centered person. I personally just would be embarrassed to be friends with them.
That's
period.
The thing. Well, and even him, like, to have the balls or the audacity, the entitlement, the self-righteousness, he's self-righteous,
yes,
self-serving
totally.
To do that. And I didn't even think about that. Like, if he's willing to do this, what other things is he doing? Is he stealing from you? Is he willing to push you in front of a car to save himself? Mm. Like, this is not, like you said, like, you should maybe evaluate this friendship.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's a good one.
Completely agree.
It's really weird.
Yeah. I would just, this is the type of thing that would give me the ick. And as your friend, like, if you were doing this, which you would never, I don't think any of my friends would ever do this, but I would honestly be like, hey, I love you, but it's not a good look. Like, don't do that. And here's why.
Yeah. And it's already hard enough for disabled people to travel. Like, I keep seeing so many videos of wheelchair users having their chairs destroyed on a flight because they're like strollers and like bigger like items, they have to get put underneath the plane a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So it's sad. Those are thousands and thousands of dollars. And like, those are their legs, essentially. That's how they mm-hmm. get around. That's their, an extension of themselves in a way.
I just, the more I think about this, like, how do you feel good doing that? Like, you see someone like who actually needs this attention and support for a disability, and you're faking one just for ease of comfort, like to just, oh, it's actually making me mad now. Yeah. I think my like the caffeine's hitting and I'm like waking up. Oh. And so I'm getting angrier.
So the top comment also brings up something I want to talk about too. And it goes, not the asshole. These people are the reason why those of us with hidden disabilities are called fakers and liars.
Yes.
And that's really, really hard too, because you're making, like, not every disability you can observe. Like, I saw this guy who posted a video and he parked in like a disabled parking spot at the front of the store, and someone comes up to him and he was like, you're like getting yelled at, and he's like, whoa, 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 what? Like, I'm, what are you? No. And they're like, you don't have a disability. You're walking around just fine. I see you, blah, 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 blah. And so all of a sudden he takes off his leg. He had a prosthetic leg. And so he took it off and he goes, really? Like, I can't park here? And they go, sorry. Never mind. So it's like
you have to see it to believe it. I'm sorry. Come on. It's 2023. We know that things are hidden in plain sight. Mental illness doesn't always manifest itself in ways that we can see. Same goes for physical disabilities.
Absolutely.
So it's giving the people who ruined it for everyone else with the like fake emotional support dog, like service dogs.
That is my biggest pet peeve.
It's giving the same energy where like apparently people would abuse it. So now it's a lot harder to fly with your dog or your, I'm sorry, it's not always a dog, but like you're trained. So there's a difference between service dog and emotional support animal.
Absolutely.
I don't know the distinction with the rules of flying, like what the ESA gets and what the service dog gets. It's a different process.
Yeah. They don't even let ESAs on anymore.
Yeah. I think that's right. But
they
like
don't let them on airplanes.
I think you're right.
Cause
you're
I mean,
right.
People were trying to bring their ESA ducks.
I heard that too.
I mean, there's a lot
snake
of
snake or yeah. like really obscure animals.
But there are actual service animal like horses. Uh-huh. Horses can be trained to do a task. Mm-hmm. So I follow this one TikTok account. Her name is like Honey or something, like Little Miss Honey. And it's a service animal horse. And so she flies on planes. They put them on planes and they have this little like horse jumpsuit to go along with them. So
cute.
It's really, really cute. But it's just sad. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Not and petty, not the asshole.
No. And like, obviously, like, for our listeners out there, no one needs to take it upon themselves to like call people out.
Oh yeah.
Because
no,
what if
no,
they
no.
do have a disability that no. it's just not but, observable. Like
but
the
as
top
your
comment
friend,
said.
If I know you don't have one.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The friend should be calling his friend out.
Okay,
he knows.
Yes.
But like we all don't need to like check people out here.
Oh yeah. I agree with that completely.
Like you just like mind your business. Like,
mind your business.
If everyone minded their business a little bit more, I think the world would be a better place.
Completely agree. I think there are instances where folks do need to be checked. Like you were reading me a story recently about the woman who oversaw like some racist texts on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And she called him out.
She called him out.
I think that's amazing. I think sometimes people do need to be checked, to be quite honest.
No,
and
yeah.
she wasn't minding her own business, but I'm like clapping for her because I think some people, actually more people need to be called out. Oh no, maybe that's my hot take.
For
to be
racist,
honest.
No, for racist shit, yeah. stuff like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Something like this, it's like you just never know
who has
a disability and who doesn't
for sure.
based on what you can observe. It's no different than trying for people to be like, oh, that person's fat, they're unhealthy. It's like, really? Mm-hmm. Do you know what their blood pressure is? Mm-hmm. Do you know what their glucose is?
Like they chose it or they choose a lifestyle that...
No.
Yeah, I completely
genetics, all these other things come into play. Like,
yeah.
So,
it's like mental health. Like she can't be depressed.
Off.
She's like so active and she has so many friends and she's so cute. There's no way she's depressed. Really? Manifests itself in ways that you cannot see. So anyway, all right.
Yeah. Overall vote on this post was asshole.
You're kidding.
They voted him asshole.
Are you serious?
Yeah. All the top votes I'm seeing are not the asshole. But if it was my guess, he probably got voted asshole because he's not doing something about it more. Like
I was
calling
wondering.
His friend out.
I was thinking like there's a little bit of accountability here where I wish OP would just instead of trying to dodge him or her by like scheduling different flights, they would just have a conversation in earnest.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to hear the comments.
Just be done with this person. He's calling you self-righteous for not using services that are meant for disabled people.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
where's like the one first comment I see mentioning like, oh, you're the asshole, blah, blah, blah. So someone goes, why are you still friends with these people? Making friends as an adult is in no way hard enough that there is a valid reason for you to still be speaking to people who pull crap like this. You're the asshole because you aren't actually dealing with the problem.
Okay. Oh, this is an interesting because
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
And it's hard because are we going to police our friends?
Yeah.
Are you going to manage him? No, he's still going to do this shit. But can you say, hey, you know what? Because of this behavior, I don't really have a lot of respect for you. I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
This am I the asshole is probably being interpreted in two ways for a lot of the audience. Because there's the one where it's like, am I the asshole for just changing my flight around it?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the question of, well, am I the asshole because I'm doing this instead of just having a conversation? And so now I'm like, oh, if I look at it in the second way, yeah, you kind of are. You're taking the easy route. It's like the friends who play Switzerland where they're like, I think that was really messed up, but I'm not getting involved. I'm not really like, there's a saying that I really like when I studied like social justice was that silence always favors the oppressor. And I know that's a really kind of an aggressive statement, but if you think about it, staying passive, staying silent and dormant in these situations like this one really just allows and enables the friend to continue the behavior.
Absolutely.
No one's calling him out.
No, and this has gone on for quite some time because someone does comment, not the asshole, why are you even friends with these ghouls?
Yes.
And OP goes, friends for more than 40 years.
That's, yeah.
This is truly the one thing they do that infuriates me.
I don't believe it.
No.
Do you?
No.
If you have a friend who's doing that, like, there's no, the gain from that isn't large enough for that to be, like, your one thing. I'm sure this person also parks in handicapped parking to pick up their, like, Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a signal to me that this person doesn't have, no, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I think your friend does more shady things and you've just become aloof to it after so long.
Yeah. So there's one other comment that OP responds to, and it's someone was like, at first I was like, you're the asshole, but you're totally right. Why would you want to associate yourself with people who fake a disability to get ahead of line, which doesn't get you to your destination any faster?
Bingo.
Do they steal disabled parking spots? I wouldn't travel or associate with them either. And OP goes, my wife has taken that position. Is that you, honey?
I take that position too.
Yeah, I'd be done. I'd be done. This is weird. Like, you're doing all this for what?
For what?
By TSA pre-check. But okay, moving along. So this one is 34 days old, also coming from Am I the Asshole? User final sheepherder 17. Am I the asshole for sending an email to the rest of the family about sister-in-law's behavior on vacation?
Okay.
My husband and I decided to bring our two kids to Disney World for 4 days now, that they are old enough to appreciate it. My husband and I are not in the best of shape, so we decided to invite his sister and her husband along with us, and we had two separate rooms. We assumed we would spend time in the parks together since it was, after all, a family vacation. The first day in the park, we all did a few attractions together, but then when we went to bring the kids to meet some characters, she said her and her husband had other things in the park they wanted to do and would meet back up with us. We didn't see them until after dinner, after we watched fireworks together, and then went back to the hotel. Hi, cutie.
Hi, Tess.
Hello.
Oh, careful. Careful, Tess.
The second day, we went to Epcot. They stuck around with us until the afternoon, but then split up with us again to, quote, drink around the world.
Sorry.
Sounds like a good time. Yeah. When we met up with them for dinner, they were very clearly tipsy in front of the kids. Very mature. When we got back to the hotel that night, I knocked on their door after the kids were asleep. I asked them if they were going to spend any time with the family on this vacation and told them running around an amusement park with kids all day is exhausting and we could use help. She claimed the time they were spending with us was enough, but they wanted to do their own thing too. Mm. She made a rude comment that she didn't take days off of work to be our babysitter. The next 2 days, we didn't speak to them at all. They did their own thing and we did ours with our kids. We didn't see them again until the flight home, which was awkward. I was so upset that they ruined the experience for our kids who were looking forward to spending time with their aunt. That when I got home, I wrote an email to our immediate family about the experience and at the end told them that this was the reason we would be going low contact with sister-in-law. I included sister-in-law on the email, sent it, and went to sleep.
Wait, on purpose?
Oh, yeah. This is very intentional.
Whoa.
I woke up to a ton of angry texts from husband's family calling me ridiculous. I just assumed she would spend time with family on a family vacation. Clearly, she doesn't value family.
There's a lot to unpack in this one. I have a follow-up question, but I don't know if you have the answer to it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what you think it should be interpreted as. In one of the first few sentences, OP says, "My husband and I are not in the best of shape." At first, I thought like she meant physically, like they're not physically in shape.
That's what I would assume.
But then, you know, when people are like, "Oh, she's in rough shape," like I thought maybe their relationship's not in good shape. The reason I asked is because like, are they saying they're not in good shape, so they invited these other couple to help them like wrangle the kids?
I think that was the intention. It's giving story one where it's like you're trying to use your family as a free babysitter.
Yeah.
But I think this is like any vacation where you kind of need to like establish, hey, we're going to go to Disneyland for 4 days. Like, do you have things you want to do? Or like, do you want to hang out with us the whole time? Like, you're still getting a lot of time with her. She spent the whole day with you up until the afternoon. And then they wanted to have some drinks and spend time together. Like, you're still getting a lot of family time. So then it's like you go and confront her and say, you don't value family. You're not spending any time with the family. What do you mean? What do you call the last 2 days? I flew to Florida with you, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Well, I asked that question because there's a reason behind it. Like, if you are saying you're not in good shape physically, so you invited them to help you wrangle your kids, like, I think that's, like, kind of selfish to me. Like, again, it's giving the same energy, but if you're saying we're not in good shape, like our marriage isn't doing well, so they invited them.
No, I would assume it's physical.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I don't know. I don't like that. So to be, I don't know. This story brings up such an interesting topic is people vacation so differently. People travel.
Yes.
That's why they really say to travel with people, like you're a partner, potential partner, because you really get a sense for how they live their life.
You learn so much about someone from traveling with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so much.
For sure. And so I can go both ways where there's some people who think it's kind of like birthday trips where it's like, am I the asshole for skipping one of the events on a 3-day Cabo birthday trip for my friend's birthday? And it's like you can have two sides of that coin. Like there's one camp that will say, no, you spent your dollars to be there. You can do whatever you want on your vacation. And then there's like, no, you're there for an intention to celebrate this person. And it's not a fun feeling if you just aren't going to all the events.
Mm-hmm.
And it's giving that same energy where it's like, you're on this family vacation together. And to your point, you are spending a good amount of time together as a family. But if they want to go get drunk around the world, like I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that. Unless you guys have this family rule where you don't drink in front of the kids or you don't, you know, get inappropriate in front of the kids, like then I can see maybe that was a little bit of a boundary cross. But I don't see anything wrong with them wanting to do some of their own events on this vacation. And that's not like a slap in the face to the other couple.
I would agree with that. I think it's honestly weird. You would expect two people who don't have any like stake in the game to sit there and do things that are so kid, like the only reason they're doing it is because of the kids. Like getting characters to sign a little book, that is so amazing and exciting for a kid, but like I don't even want to stand in those lines as an adult, and I'm like I'm a big super fan, so it's like it's kind of weird. You would expect two people who don't, like, they're your kids, you're giving them that experience, you're getting that bonding time, which is amazing for you, but you can't expect two people to want to do the same things for your kids because those aren't their kids, they're aunt and uncle.
I agree. It's giving the same energy as story one where they didn't sign up for all of the things that kids bring. So them ducking out while the kids are doing certain activities, I don't necessarily think is wrong. I think they should, you know, spend some time together. And if they want to do some things apart, totally fine. How can you dictate how much time they should spend with your kids or not their kids?
It's weird. And you got a lot of good family time. And yet now that you confronted her, they ignored you the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
You lost.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
And then you send an email?
Okay, let's get to that now. Like,
an email calling her out for her behavior, air quotes, behavior. You're not their daughter.
Yeah.
You sending an email to your whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
That's really petty.
You're unhinged.
Yeah, that's really petty. You didn't need to do that. If they had reached out directly to be like, hey, you know, I just want to let you know we're going to be going low contact because we felt XYZ or we felt disrespected, whatever the sentiment, that's fine, like, to do that directly and give them this explanation. But to do it in front of the whole family, I think that's, you want, like, an audience.
It backfired on her. At least there's that.
I know, that's true. Because I think most people, I would hope, can see that that's, like, wildly inappropriate and just kind of choosing drama.
For no reason, too. Absolutely no reason. So the top comment on this one quotes OP in a couple areas, like the one being like, my husband and I are not in the best of shape. So we decided to invite his sister and her husband along with us. The next thing they quote, she made a rude comment that she didn't take days off work to be our babysitter. And they go, you're the asshole. And sister-in-law knew exactly what you were about. Very mature. Bingo.
Bingo.
Also, they spent the morning with them and went off in the afternoon to do their own thing. OP is basically complaining that two adults who paid for themselves wouldn't let OP take advantage of them. I think OP is about to find she runs into a number of issues with her in-laws in the future.
That's why I was so focused on that statement of like, we're not in the best shape. Like, I wasn't just doing that to get this like random detail. It signals to me like, I did X because of Y. That's an irrelevant detail unless you're telling me you invited them because you were relying on them to help with your kids.
That's exactly what it was.
That's why that's an important detail to me. So I'm like, then actually you're the asshole, because unless you had like said to them, you guys, we're not in great shape, can you please help us with the kiddos? Like, it would mean the world to us, like mean the world to them. That's different. Like, they're not responsible for your kids. If they get drunk around the world on the Disney ride, they can, because guess what? They don't have kids.
Yeah, it's just the entitlement.
It's the entitlement. You made this decision and the other people around you don't need to cater their schedules and vacations around that.
It's really goofy.